Cochranite Elizabeth Short's recent visit to California's redwood forests left her with experiences of senses and soul, last week's column, that really resonated with several of our other coffee companions. When you go into one of these forests, you feel tiny, perhaps even insignificant, she said. But I am part of a greater whole. I am part of the glorious creation of a loving creator. When Elizabeth added that she felt a sense of homecoming, Tammy Lee knew well what she meant. I loved when Elizabeth said, a sense of homecoming, the corporate team building consultant responded. We are a part of a greater whole, each a tiny piece in this moment of time. To see us all as related, interconnected, can make our world such a more beautiful space. Blogger Ron Gobet agrees. I am struck by the awe-inspiring message of this column. A powerful message which too few take to heart. There is indeed good news within this saddened world. Aerospace leader Sanford McLeod knows well what it is to soar. Marvelous topic, brought back deep memories, Sandy said. I grew up among the majestic cedars on the West Coast. Much the same impact and feeling. Also, we gain great strength from the age and strength of the massive size. Truly, God's gift. When it rained on the coast, as a boy I went to the trees for solace and wonderful cover and golden silence, other than to hear the rain. The trees in all their majesty instantly lent me true strength and personal protection. And one more response, in word and image, from Cochrane camera-toting hiker William Hayes. William had just returned from hiking in Kananaskis country. Elizabeth's story truly struck a note with me, he said. Touched by her quote from Joseph Strauss's poem, The Redwoods, Sink Down, O Traveler, on Your Knees, William found that as a posture he, too, experienced on numerous occasions while in the Kananaskis. The beauty before my eyes was incredible, he reminisced, and shared with us the accompanying photos. Thanks, readers, for your inspiring thoughts. Copyright 2023 Warren Harbeck. Join me at coffeewithwarren.com www.coffeewithwarren.com